Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
GQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Well, I think intruder is a bit harsh, considering these are our guests, Mr. Sulu, but you're such a good doorman, and you take your job so seriously that I don't want you to think I'm fussing at you. This is not a negative review. Hey, good evening, and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, the podcast with more celebrities than the inauguration. Hey, I just want to start off, first of all, by saying, yes, I am your hostess and cruise director, Madame Perry, or you can call me Jennifer Perry, and I want to start off like I've been doing a lot lately, saying thank you so very much. This show gets to be more and more fun for me, and from what you tell me, it's fun for you too, because you tell me with your messages and your comments, and also because you subscribe to the podcast. And if you're listening live now on Blog Talk Radio, you'll probably see on the screen a pink rectangle with white letters that says follow. And please click that if you're so inclined to follow. Follow that, and that way you'll know who's coming on soon. So if somebody you really want to talk with or listen to live, you'll know ahead of time when they're coming on. You can also follow it on the Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest. Yeah, we put everybody there. And, of course, the shows are available and download afterwards because thanks to you, even though you may follow on, you may subscribe on Blog Talk Radio, Apple iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast FM, Blueberry, and even some new ones that I'm just finding out about that carry Madame Perry Salon. You can also download the episodes for free after they've been recorded live, and you know you can listen to as often as you want, and you obviously do because I think most of my subscribers or listeners do like I do. They wait till the weekend, and when I'm lounging around or maybe doing some housework, I'll have my podcast on or when I'm cooking and listen to them. And so you guys are racking up like thousands a day in the downloads on Madame Perry Salon. I want to say hi to my friend Mimi in Asheville, who's listening to Everything in Order. Mimi, I think you're wonderful, and I thank you so much. And okay, so last night we had Sherry Fink from the whimsical world of Sherry Fink. She writes children's books, speaks to corporate audiences. She writes music. And she recently got married and said that there was a unicorn at the wedding. And with Sherry Fink, I believe it. Before that, Monday night, we had Madison Maxwell from Poet Radio, a kind of a dark psychedelic pop band. And we're going to be announcing later who won the CDs and T-shirts. And, excuse me, I need a little something to drink there. Also coming up soon, I want you to guess who we're going to have. You know, lately we've had a lot of musicians on, and some are going to be coming back soon. But also coming up soon, we're going to have Linda Civitello, who wrote a book on the baking powder wars. You have no idea how the baking powder business got started and all the gangster type activity around the baking powder business. So she's going to be on soon. Also, Demond Wilson, who is an actor. He still acts, but you probably know him best as Lamont in Sanford and Son. And also coming up soon, Bootsy Collins. He's going to be on tour starting in about a month. And yes, Bootsy finally agreed to be on Madame Perry Salon, and I am thrilled because I love all music, but I especially love old school music. So rock and roll, it's funk, and 80s new wave. So it's going to be another great year. But tonight, of course, every night is exciting, and this is no different. Tonight's theme is, I'm going to have a theme tonight. Tonight's theme is living life limitlessly. You know, things have changed with the last year's, with the change in the inauguration, not what people expected. Some people excited, some people not excited, some people confused. But everybody's had a different kind of energy and feeling. And then with the new year coming on and resolutions and weather changes and all kind of stuff, people seem a little bit, I hear a lot of people telling me that they're working on their life purpose, their story, their script, their plans. Sometimes they're a little confused, and sometimes they're like, okay, I'm finding my way, I'm finding what I'm doing. So the theme tonight will be living your life limitlessly. And I have got a very good friend of mine who's been here. Well, she hasn't been here before, but I've known her and adored her for years. And she's, you're just going to see why I love her. She's a very dynamic author, a fitness expert, a wellness retreat guide. She's a DJ and a serial entrepreneur. How did I meet her? I met her by taking an exotic dance class with her. Now that, tell you, if you listen to this show at all, you also know my BFF, Kenya Colbert, who also hosts the podcast Everything Relationships. And that's, Kenya, Kenya and I were always dragging each other somewhere fun. And that's how we met. So before I keep on yakking, I'm going to introduce my guest, the delightful, the brilliant, the wise, and talented, and gorgeous Althea Lawton Thompson. Althea, come on into the genie bottle. Find a lovely cushion to sit on.
I am spinning my way into the room, and I love this purple cushion right here. Thank you so much, for Madam Perry, for having me on the show. And I can hear I am in awesome, awesome company with the guests you've had and the ones you have coming up. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I am so, it makes me feel like, am I the luckiest girl or what? You know, because every time somebody says yes, I'm going, really? Oh, this is good.
It's because you're awesome and you know that. Yeah.
Well, I certainly try to be, and like I said, you probably heard me talking to the audience because people keep downloading and subscribing. It really helps me to keep getting wonderful guests. And I mean, sometimes we never know what's going to happen or who's going to call in, but we are delighted every week with every surprise. So when I met you, as I was saying, and Kenya's out there listening to us tonight, so hello, Kenya, we love you.
Hi, Kenya, and, love you.
And, you know, when we first met you, Kenya and I went, you had a studio in Lilburn, which if you do or don't know anything about Atlanta, it's a little east of Stone Mountain and Atlanta, like a suburb. And we were taking exotic dance lessons from you. And that's where I first met you. And then I took Zumba and I think some yoga. And then later, after a while, I find out that you're I didn't realize that before that you had been a, you were in the media. You had, I think, a radio show and a media personality. And after that, you're writing books. You wrote a sizzling adult book, Losing Control. I posted the trailer for it today on Facebook. And then you've written an inspiration book, your wellness retreat guide, DJ Renaissance.
That is me, the Renaissance woman. Yes.
That's you? Yeah. And I've been loving posting the pictures of you scuba diving and on the Grand Canyon. And what, did you come from a family that did a lot of traveling or a lot of hiking or very sports-like? Or what and where do you remember first getting the feeling that, I want to go hike the Grand Canyon. Yeah, I want to show people they can do this or...
That is a great question, and it's interesting. I do think that a lot of us are products of our upbringing, and yes, both of my parents were competitive distance runners. My mother would run 5 10K, 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons, And my father was a marathoner. He was the first African-American on the cover of Runner's World magazine in 1976. So my younger brother and I were brought up where on Saturdays you got up early at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you'd pack into the van, and you would drive 2, 3, 4 hours to a road race, and you would hang out and wait for your parents to run. And you'd hang out with all the other runners' kids that you knew, because you all would be all over the country together. And you would eat the food of whoever the host was. It could be Dannon yogurt, or maybe it was Bonnie Bell or Blue Bell, whatever it is, ice cream. Whoever the sponsor of the race was always giving us free food and treats. And so that is my upbringing. I really thought it was normal to eat super healthy and get massage and travel around in a van and, you know, meet new people and people you didn't know, and your extended family was your family, and all cultures and all races and all ages. I didn't really know that the majority of people weren't exercisers. I didn't know that until later in life. So it's really normal for me to, you know, get up in the morning and exercise, or go get massage or acupuncture or reflexology or any of the things that are alternative health therapies here in the U.S., but they're really normal in other countries and very traditional.
Oh, that is fantastic. See, I had never asked you that before, but your parents, they definitely led by example.
Yeah, and I think even now, both of them in their late 60s and 70s are both very active. My father has had several surgeries on his knees from all those years of running, but he still walks. He's still a cyclist. My mother still jogs and works out every day and does her water aerobics. So it really is a lifestyle. It wasn't something to do just because you were young or for aesthetic purposes to look a certain way. It's just the way we live. And now it continues to be a part of my life, what I do with my husband, with my children, and I want to take people along for the ride. Hence the yoga studio, the fitness studio, the dance classes, and we want to make it fun. So we try to meet people where they are, just like you in Kenya coming to the exotic dance class. Maybe someone doesn't want to take Zumba, or maybe they don't want to do yoga, but they do want to get their sexy back. Then put on those stilettos, come on in here, and let's work some muscles you forgot you had. You know, it's still wellness, it's still fitness.
Yeah, true. Very much so. Yeah. And, we certainly had fun, or I had fun at it longer than she did. But, yeah, we have fun at that. And, by the way, if you're listening live to right now and you want to call in and talk with us tonight, because we're going to be talking about living life limitlessly is like a major theme, but it covers several aspects and several ways you can do this. And if you want to call in and talk with us, join our conversation, the number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. Blog Talk Radio assures me it's a toll-free call in the continental U.S. And, all right, Althea, back to you.
Jennifer.
So you had the, so you had the, when I met you, you had the aerobics, yoga, and more studio. And then you expanded way, way beyond the studio. Now you began doing the wellness retreats, which I haven't gotten to go on one yet, but because I'm trying to give people like little bits of little flavors of everything,
yeah,
all the magnificent things that
yeah,
you do. So let's talk about the wellness retreats a little bit. How do you create those? Where do you go?
They are so delicious, Jennifer. There's not another word for it. You know, people will call and say, how are you, Althea? Delicious. Like, you know, it just touches every part of you. And that's what the retreats are. And the retreats are everything. So there are some retreats that are completely healing, and they're called healing retreats. And they include things like Reiki, yoga, meditation, and they're in all kinds of places. We're going to Costa Rica this year for a week for one of our healing retreats. We'll have another one in the Georgia Mountains. This will be our 8th year offering that one. We do it every year in the North Georgia Mountains. And these retreats are just peace and perfection. Nothing is mandatory. That's what makes it different from other retreats. And other retreats, things are scheduled, and people come back feeling like they need a vacation from their vacation. When you retreat with Althea, you really could just find a hill somewhere and sleep the whole day away in a hammock, and it's all good. And then the 3 meals a day, which are prepared by a chef, and there's all these options, whether it's vegan or vegetarian, all the food is organic, or even if you like meat, just knowing that the meat is going to be organic and prepared in a very unique and special way, it just takes every care away. Everyone's needs are being met, and we have such a good time. The other types of retreats are adventure retreats. So the adventure retreats I've had in the past have been in Puerto Rico. We just did one to the Bahamas as a cruise. And on these retreats, you might be zip lining. In Puerto Rico, we rappel down a 90-foot waterfall. And these are not like people who are outdoor adventurers. This is an everyday person who may not have ever tried this stuff before, and they need to try it for the first time with someone they trust. Another mom, another wife, just a regular everyday person, which is what I really think I am, even though people tell me I'm not. But I feel like a regular everyday person. And so this might be your first time ever ziplining. You get to do it in a really comfortable setting with 6 to 20, depending on what retreat it is, other people who might be doing this for the first time. We've gone kayaking at night through the mangroves to see bioluminescent organisms glowing in the water. I mean, that's the kind of adventure stuff we do. And the adventure retreat for this year in July is also in Costa Rica, and we're going to be riding ATVs into the mountains. We'll be zip lining back down. We'll be swimming in natural pools that are made in the rocks and the cliffs on the coast of Costa Rica. Just a lot of fun, and still morning yoga, sunrise meditation, still a private chef making us 3 meals a day. Everything is included in these retreats because I like people to just really get away, have fun, and feel completely rested when they come back home. And then the last thing is we've added these cruises. And cruises are so much fun because this way, if you just want to drink and just kick it and meet a whole bunch of new people, you get to do that but still have the Living Life Limitlessly classes. So on the cruises, I have a private room on the cruise ship, and that's where I DJ the parties at night. That's where we're doing workshops and seminars, our sunrise yoga, our sunrise meditation, our sunset qigong is still in that room. But then when you want to go do karaoke or go have a drink or meet some new people or be up on the deck, you can do that. And when we get to the ports of call, then I lead an excursion in that country. So the next cruise we have coming up is February of 2019, next year, and we're going to Turks and Caicos, which is some of the most beautiful diving and snorkeling in the Caribbean. If anyone has not done it, you definitely want to try this trip. And we're also going to the Dominican Republic on that same cruise. So, I mean, these are affordable ways to see places you might not have seen before and not do it in a resort, keeping that same American experience. Get out and live and do it with Althea, Living Life Limitlessly.
I love the sound of that. Turks and Caicos, it's one place that's on my list to go. But if you, I want to say again, if you're listening live and want to talk with that, join the conversation with Althea Lawton Thompson and me, the number is 646-716-9922. And Althea, we have a caller coming in to visit us here at the Genie Bottle. And
oh, my God, that scares me for some reason, but okay.
No.
Okay. I'm going to listen.
You were scared of anything, okay?
I know, but it's like a mystery caller. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But I think, but it's a regular caller here, so. Welcome from Adele, Georgia. We have Duffy Odom. Duffy on the line. Hi, Duffy.
Hi, Madam Perry, and hello, Althea.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. This is the most interesting thing I've ever heard. I didn't know you were going to have Wonder Woman on your show. This is a person who does everything. I cannot understand it. I'm glad you talked about the way you were raised. But still, I wonder, how do you manage your time? It seems like an innate thing, an innate thing with you. Of course, the way you were raised, everything seemed regimented to a certain extent. But I don't understand how you can be so many people and do so many things and get everything done.
I love that question, Duffy.
You must be going 48 hours a day.
And I'm really not, and that's the interesting thing. I'll tell you, I start very early, very early, and it's natural. I don't use alarm clocks, and I got rid of my watch when I closed my studio in 2012. I wake up naturally about 5 in the morning, 5:30, and I start every day not looking at a cell phone, not looking at a computer, no technology. I don't want to turn on a radio. I don't want to turn on the television, no news, no politics, and I go outside. And it doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter what the weather is. It could be raining, snowing. Today we had snow here in Georgia. I was outside on my meditation cushion, took pictures of it and posted it. Actually, I didn't. My husband snuck and took a picture of me, and we posted that. And I spend an hour, sometimes more, just in silence, just thinking, what can I do different today? What can I experience? What beautiful love can I give to someone? And how can I receive that reciprocally? How can I give and receive positive vibes today and do the things I want to do? And once I sit still like that for an hour, just shutting down my mind, I'm ready to go. I almost see how the day will unfold. And once I go in, you know, some people get a little bit caught up watching TV or listening to news or surfing the internet or doing social media. I don't really do those things. I'm productive about my day. I don't like to talk on the telephone to people during the day. I like to save that for when maybe I'm driving from A to B or after everything is done. And every day has something different going on because routine drives me absolutely insane. I can't do the same thing every day. But I know that's a special Althea thing. So, you know, there's a day to do bills, and there's a day when I teach classes for corporate, and there are days that I've already scheduled to be out of the country, and I've worked out what will happen with my younger son who's still at home, and, you know, there's days when I cook, and then there's days when my husband cooks. So I think it's important that we just kind of think about where we do spend our time. It doesn't really take that much time to do the things we love to do if we stay focused. We just get really distracted, I think, with all the extras. And that just tends to work for me if I shut it all down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you seem to be living or experiencing a certain bit of mindfulness in your approach.
Absolutely.
To the way
with everything
that you see, I mean, every day. Mindfulness is something that it's sort of become a trendy thing to me.
Right.
The first time I heard about it was when this Dr. Linehan had discovered a way to treat behavioral borderline
mm-hmm.
personality disorder.
A disorder, mm-hmm.
And she came up with this mindfulness technique that was similar to it's sort of a mix between American psychology
mm-hmm.
or Western psychology and Eastern religious practices.
Right.
And I think it, and I realized that I had known people, like my father, for instance, who were already doing this, already approaching each day with a period of, like you say, silence and meditative thought, not being bogged down with
right,
especially the way you can today with so much stimulus, and to break away from that and approach each day with a clear mind.
Absolutely.
And but with a purpose. And it amazes me that so much that you do so much good. There's so much positive. There's a positive projection that you give out. You seem to glow with it. In your approach to everything that you do, and it's amazing to me that there's so much of you.
I appreciate that
because you're so multi-talented, but each of your talents has to do with something that is helpful to somebody else, which is a very rare thing.
I think a lot of us are asking ourselves, what is my purpose? Why am I here at this time, in this place, in this body? You know, what am I supposed to do? And because of maybe conditioning or the way we're brought up or belief systems or even religion, you know, organized religion sometimes, you know, trains the way we think and the decisions we make, we get caught up in the routine of what we are quote unquote supposed to do. And, you know, in the environment, I won't judge for anyone else. I'll just talk about the environment I grew up in. You were supposed to go to school, get good grades, graduate. You were supposed to then go to college, get more good grades, graduate. You were then supposed to have a very good job paying a certain amount of money. I'm a young woman. You should find a nice young man, marry him. You should have 2.5 children, find a nice house, have expensive cars. You should possibly get a dog or a cat, maybe a fish if you're allergic, and that's what you're supposed to do until you retire, and then you can do what you'd like to do after retirement. That's kind of the environment that, you know, I grew up in. Luckily, my father didn't really think like that. He was super creative, starting businesses and really involved in the computer age before it was what we know it is now in the 70s, working with IBM and zeros and ones is what it looked like to me, and bits and bytes. And he was a dancer off Broadway, and he was a runner, and he played instruments. And so, you know, that kind of creativity mixed with this is what you're supposed to do. Let me see both sides. And I knew early on I needed to find out what is my purpose. And my purpose was not to work in somebody's office from 9 to 5. And then come home and cook dinner for my 2.5 kids and my husband, and then go to sleep and wake up and repeat it until I was 62. I think I would probably be ill right now, mentally ill. My purpose is to touch people with my glow, and that's it. And everybody has a purpose, and they should be asking themselves what it is, and that's why I trademarked the term living life limitlessly. Because I want to show people and I want to help people with finding what is their limitless and step out of the routine and step out of the conditioning and do what they really, really want and love to do and be so good at it that it's meeting their purpose on this earth.
I like that. Hey, and let me say again, if you are listening live right now, I'm talking with author, fitness expert, wellness retreat guide, DJ and serial entrepreneur Althea Lawton Thompson, and who was also the woman who taught me to drop it low, 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 low.
I remember that dance. sorry.
In high heels. I was so proud of myself. I think everybody I know got sick of me doing that every time we went somewhere.
Oh, my
so,
God. Every time I hear that
again.
Song, I think about that dance.
But anyway, who knew I could do that? So, anyway, if you want to call in and talk with us, the number is 646-716-9922. We're here. Duffy's joined us. He's a regular. And also coming in, calling in from Atlanta, New York through Atlanta, is our friend Vincent Levy Bryant. Vincent, come on in.
Hi, how you doing, Jennifer? It's a long time, and I'm glad to be here on your show. How you doing?
Happy to have you back, Althea. This is Vince. He's a musician and filmmaker, and of course, Vince, you know.
Awesome.
Duffy?
Hi, Althea. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, Vincent. Likewise, it's a pleasure to hear from you as well.
Okay.
So I don't know how much you've heard so far, but just before you called, Vincent, we were talking about how Duffy was asking Althea, said, you know, you do so much. How do you do it? How do you stay focused? How do you find the time for everything you do? Or actually, Vincent, what Duffy said was, Jennifer, you didn't tell me Wonder Woman was on the show tonight. And Althea said it's a matter of every morning. She says she gets up early and goes out, no matter how, you know, what day, even today, snow, and takes her, you know, meditation mat, and, as you know, she has her process she goes through and thinks about what she can do for others, and then by the time she's through, you know, her day, I think, as I understand it, Althea, please tell me if I'm getting it wrong, it somehow just brings, it attunes you, you know, things that makes you in tune to your
Absolutely.
Spirit, to your needs, to the hours of your day, and what's going to happen and when and how.
Yep.
Absolutely. And
right.
I don't feel rushed. I just feel easy, like it's all unfolding exactly as it should.
Yeah, you're in sync.
That's it. With the universe and with everyone around me. And I can tell when
That's
someone
right.
is not in sync, and I'm easily able to move away.
Yep. That's what you do. That's what it takes. That's exactly what it takes. And you have to start out early so that you can take advantage of it. When you know you
That's
have a
it.
Purpose, you have a passion, and the passion is as large as your purpose, and it's important.
Yeah.
And so we were talking earlier about Althea. See, she's been operating for years, wellness retreats, and
wow.
help me with this again. Some are wellness retreats, and some are more adventure-oriented.
Yeah. So there's the adventure retreats, and then there are the healing retreats. And, you know, Duffy said something that I wanted to go back to, and I can't remember now, but it made me think of the healing. I think he said something about what happens in other countries, the Western versus Eastern, and was talking about a father or relative. I also really believe that we have this strong innate power of self-healing, and the retreats allow that. And it's not always healing of like a physical illness, even though it can be that, but it's almost like the spiritual healing of our mind and our soul and our spirit. And because sometimes we're a little bit out of sync, using Vincent's term, out of sync spiritually and innately, it manifests physically. And so that's why we end up having things like ulcers or acid reflux or even cancer, different
right.
diseases like that. It's manifestations of these kind of spiritual mental imbalances where we're forcing ourselves to be a certain way, live a certain way, make other people happy. But I find that when people start living life limitlessly and finding their own purpose and doing what really makes them happy, despite or in agreement with what others think, all of the physical ailments kind of dissipate and you're able to get off medications and you don't really need them anymore. You just feel good. And so the reason I call those other retreats healing retreats is because that's exactly what they are. We start eating organically. We sleep. We howl at the moon, literally. We wake up early on the circadian rhythm, not because an alarm went off, but because you feel like coming down when you do, you know, to join us. And that, yep, all of that is healing, especially when we're in nature.
God bless you.
I receive it. Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. You are awesome. That's awesome. You are on. You are all over it. You know, Jennifer, I swear you're psychic. I swear you're psychic. I don't care. Because you only, you know what? I always end up on your show, and it's been a long, long time. I think 6 or 7 months now. And I always get on the show, and it's someone that I connect with. And it's someone that is talking and speaking to my soul the way that I've been, you know, getting into, you know, what I'm, mm-hmm, you're so on the same page. You're, there it is. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
That especially if you're so creative, happy, and it Vince. Sounds like Vincent's a creative spirit, right?
Yes.
I am.
Okay. Yeah, yes. With the film and the music, you'd have to. I mean, it's the only way for our creative spirit to soar is to be like
and
that, I would think.
I wasn't well until I started living my life true to that. And it was important,
mm-hmm,
to me, and it saved my life. That's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. And my dreams being realized, my vision being realized. Right now I'm a musical director of a one-woman stage play that's happening in February, and it is about mental health and wellness,
yep, that's it,
abuse,
that's
and
it,
relationships. It's all about
that's
that.
That's it.
You know? So I love it. This timing is
we're on the
bad.
Same vibration. We're on the same,
yes,
vibration.
How about that?
Vince, that makes me feel so,
yep,
good when you say that. And when Duffy calls in like tonight, it makes me feel like, yeah, this is, I, you know, like I'm on the right track. Because I love, you know, I love bringing people together that
that's
are in tune or have a message to share with somebody. Yeah.
That's why you
that's
can
your
do
purpose.
That. You just hit it. You hit it. The,
yeah,
purpose. You know, Althea, and maybe this resonates with you as well. To know your purpose, to have the passion, mm, and then connect that with your love of people and connecting people.
Yes.
That's it. That's the formula.
It's the
that's
trifecta.
It.
There it is.
Yes, trifecta. Mm-hmm. That's the word. Good Lord. Okay.
I tell you. All right. I love it. I wish I had some confetti to throw up right now. But just imagine me throwing confetti up over my desk and over the dogs. Hey, so, listen, let me tell people, since you're here, if you're listening now and you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9922. I'm here with my friend, and she is my friend and has been for a long time, Althea Lawton-Thompson, and also some of our regular, or I'll call you my regular, irregular, unusual suspects, Duffy Odom, Vincent Levy Bryant, that I love. See, I told you, all of my people, all of my callers, whether they're new or irregular, or they're wonderful. They're wonderful people. Let's also talk about the books that you've written, because you have not only have you written two books, but they're two very different books out there.
Completely different books.
One
completely
that is
different.
Two very different books. One is a book called 20s, the 20 Most Important Lessons I Learned in 20 Years of Entrepreneurship, where you talk about listening to your inner voice, being courageous enough to fail, maintaining a foundation of financial support, very important, believing in the supernatural, finding and monetizing your passion. Yeah, I got to buy this one tonight. And yet your other book is called Losing
Sizzling.
Control. And one might think, oh, well, after 20, losing control might be you might listen and think, maybe that's a person that just didn't understand all those concepts. But no, it is a grown folks fiction novel. It says the title's gorgeous, has a woman's arm, like it's draped over the edge of the sofa, spilling a glass of wine, and it says, Losing Control, a novel, sex plus power equals control, comma, or does it?
I want to read that book.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's so funny about that, Jennifer? So, you know, we're talking about how different the books are. They even came to me in different ways. I wrote Losing Control so long ago. I was living in Baltimore. My kids were young. I think the baby might have been 1 or 2 years old, and the other one was 4 or 5. and my husband was traveling for work. And I'm going to be honest, I was probably in like a little state of depression, a little postpartum depression. And, you know, maybe some moms will understand this. There comes this time when you have your children and you really do have to make a choice. You know that you're this awesome, dynamic woman who, you know, may have had a career or, you know, things you want to do or dreams. And then you have your children and you're like, if I go for my career, somebody else is going to be raising my children. Which one do I value more? And I actually put aside some of my dreams to literally be a stay-at-home mom. My younger son was with me until he was two. No daycare, no babysitters, no nannies, nothing. And at the time that I had him, I had just produced my first fitness video. There's six of them in the Althea Thai series. And that first video blew up in Europe before anyone even knew it existed in the U.S. And so all of the other fitness professionals that had videos at the same time that were kind of blowing up in Belgium and Spain, France, and even in Australia had decided they were going to do a European tour together to promote their videos. And I was slated to go. And I was nursing a tiny baby under one. And I had I can't even remember how old my other child was, 4 years old. And I was like, oh, I want to go. I want to go. And then I looked at that sweet baby nursing at my breast, and I said, I can't go. I can't go. Hopefully I'll still be sexy when I'm a senior. And so I let everyone go on that tour, and I stayed home with my kids. So what did I do? I started reading all these fiction novels because that was my escape, my getaway, live through someone else. And I would read these stories about women who were creating dynasties and fighting the world. You know, I read the whole story of Cleopatra, the historical fiction. Oh, that was my favorite one. I read it twice. It was so long. And wow. At a certain point, there was like nothing else to read that was exciting to me. It was either like boring drama, like Sex Triangle, or it just was stupid. And so then I started writing my own novel. I said, well, I'm just going to write what I would want to read. And I created characters in my mind. And it was Christmas Day in Miami. My kids were downstairs playing, and the characters were so real in my head. I just grabbed my computer. I had to get it out. It was like driving me crazy. I had to get it out. And I finished the book in 2 years and then was too embarrassed to put it out because I was a mom to these kids and a wife. And so I let the manuscript just gather dust on my shelf in Baltimore. And then we packed up and we moved to Atlanta, and it still gathered dust on my bookshelf. But I sent it to publishers to see if maybe they would publish it and I could put it under a pseudonym. And I got 15 rejection letters. And I kept all 15 rejection letters, and it didn't even bother me. I was just like, okay, well, maybe it's not good, you know. And I came on to Baltimore and, you know, Atlanta and did what I was doing and opened my studio. But when the self-publishing craze kind of hit and I saw how easy it was to self-publish, I realized that people were, and I hope I'm not offending anyone, but some people were putting out crap in self-publishing. Mm-hmm. They were not getting copy editors, and they weren't.
No, it's true.
Yeah, you know, they just weren't doing things correctly. And I hate to admit this, but I tend to be a bit of a perfectionist. So I spent another 2 years rewriting my book with an editor. I worked with a graphic designer to do the cover and the back. I wasn't going to be comfortable until it looked like a professional publishing house had put that book out. And when I published it, everyone kept saying, well, what publishing company did you use? And I was like, oh, no, I did it myself. Oh, yeah, I did it myself on CreateSpace. Yeah, I did it myself. Mm-hmm. And then people just kept saying, how? It seems like a real author wrote it. And I was like, okay, should I be offended or should I be flattered? I'm a little bit of both, but I was flattered. In the end, I was flattered.
Yeah, because you're not Simon and Schuster, but you did it like Simon and Schuster.
Exactly. I did it as though it were a Simon and Schuster book or a Penguin book or whatever it is.
That's
I didn't
right.
want to be Harlequin romance, though. I didn't want it to be that mushy. And I wanted it to have, you know, some tangible content and like be real. I didn't want it to be one of those erotica books that just is no substance and lots of sex. So, yeah, right. Chapter one is some straight shower scene sex. Okay, clutch your pearls kind of sex. But the plot and the story and the cliffhanger at the end is what has made this book a book club favorite. It is what has made me 5 stars on Amazon, becoming a bestseller. And I didn't even really expect that. I just wanted to put out something I created when I was going through postpartum depression, you know? And that's
that
what
is
came out.
Magnificent. Say, listen, I'll get us off for just one moment and say, if you want to call in and talk to Althea, the number, Althea Lawton Thompson, or me, the number is 646-716-9922. Now, if I could stop you just one moment, and believe me, I am loving this story, so I don't want to end it, but if I could stop you just one moment, Vincent, you've been hearing the genie bottle before. If you don't mind reaching over, please, and parting the beaded curtain and putting your hand out to bring in, just arrived, the queen diva for real, my BFF. You know who we're talking about.
Sonia Colbert.
Love you guys.
Oh boy, here we go.
It's a wonder tour. Wonder tours unite.
Reunion. This is a reunion.
How are you doing?
Girl, I'm living life limitlessly. I'm delicious. How are you doing?
Man, I want to be delicious too, God.
Oh my
it's
God.
So awesome.
It's a loving.
Great.
Kenya, don't need your business here.
Hi,
Althea.
Vincent. I'm sorry. I said hi, but I don't think you can hear me in all of this.
Hi, Kenya. Hi.
Hello.
Happy New Year to everybody. It's an awesome year already.
Well, you guys are having fun. Oh, Jennifer, I was listening, and I'm sitting here going like, wow, I'm learning so much. Who knew? Who knew? Althea, I love the story. Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. Keeping secrets. I keep secrets well. They make good stories later on for a book.
Wow. Wow.
And by the way, I don't want to sound like I'm disagreeing with a friend, but don't listen to what Kenya says about when she says, oh, I want to live deliciously too, because
she is.
You know, I've known Kenya. You know, I've known her since we met in 1999, and I still can't go anywhere without her, anywhere with her, that we don't have a line of men following her everywhere. So don't listen to her.
Oh, God. I already know she's living that delicious, limitless lifestyle.
Oh, it's good to have a great BFF, isn't it? Boy, she can make it sound so good. I want to live there, too. And I tell you, Althea, I was listening for a second. I came in late, and I do apologize. I had family over. But if I tell you, yes, even in a snowstorm, okay?
So, yep.
Even in
yep.
a snowstorm, yes.
I'm out here in Powder Springs, and I'm trapped, so why not everybody else?
Trapped.
See? Everybody's got somebody.
I'm an ex-New Yorker trapped with a half an inch of snow. This is ridiculous.
Well, if you say it like that, it sounds bad. Jeez.
I know it is.
Yeah,
it's
really
bad. I mean, come on, we're teasing each other on Facebook and everywhere.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you're
here at
the genie bottle, Vincent. You're bilocating or whatever it is it's called. Listen, so far, Kenya, just to catch you up, we've talked about out there, you know, when you and I first met her at Aerobics, Yoga, and More. Yes, the lady that taught me how to, you know, do my fancy dancing.
Yes.
And that I show off all the time where I get a chance.
Get that J-Lo together, because I remember that used to be the thing, that J-Lo. Remember the whole J-Lo? We were working on that J-Lo.
Yeah, I dropped my J-Lo back there, too, okay? So, you know, whether people want to see it or not, I do it.
Low. We're getting low.
Yeah, you'll remember. I fell on mine, and then...
I want to see that. I want to see that.
Low.
You already know, Jennifer, that thing still brings me heartache, that fall, but it's all good. We're all healed. We're back together. We're all family. Okay.
Yes, we all. I mean, hey, okay. Pull it back together, but gotta be flexible. I loved your studio. I really did. I was hurt when I couldn't come back.
Well, I was injured. Yeah. I mean, I was really hurt, but I mean, my heart was hurt too.
The studio was family.
Yes, it was. And then, Kenya, we talked about her wellness retreats, which you and I have not gone on. You and I have made several trips, but we have never gone on one of Althea's retreats. And I hope that will be in our plans. If not this year, then the one in Turks and Caicos next year. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, that's going to be so
delicious. Never been to Turks and Caicos. Okay.
I think we need to go and stir it up.
I'm like, yay!
And then we talked about her books. And also, Kenya, did you know that Althea is a DJ? DJ Renaissance? Is her name?
I DJ Renaissance, the Renaissance woman. Can I tell y'all about that DJ thing? Let me tell you something.
That's
the DJ thing came about. It came about because my husband was so sick and tired of hearing me say, if I was a DJ, this is what I would play right now. Oh, my God. If I was a DJ, I would mix this in. Oh, do you hear what song is coming in? No, he didn't. No, she didn't. They got to mix in. And, and when I was younger, we moved around a lot. So even before I got to high school, I lived in Houston, Texas, and Columbia, South Carolina, and Indianapolis, Indiana. And then our final move for high school was to Orlando, Florida, and that was in the 80s. So if you think about all those different cities, you know, they have a different style in music.
Yeah.
There was like country music and their soul music.
Yep.
And then we're talking Two Live Crew because I was in Central Florida during the 80s.
Yep.
So now we're talking Luke Skywalker and Florida bass. And, you know, in the Midwest, house music was very popular. So, you know, I had lots of family in New York. So all of the hip hop and the early rap from the 80s. And then, you know, after I was in college, I went to work in Chicago, and it's all house music and that disco era fusion. So don't even say Frankie Knuckles unless you want me to turn Madam Perry's studio upside down and just house it
out. Turn it
out.
Turn
like
it upside
right
down because
now.
I am a veteran of Larry Levan's Garage.
Yes. Okay, so let me bring it back. Let me calm down. I broke out in a sweat. Let me just fan myself and calm down. So just so you all feel me, I don't know if everybody out there feels me, but it is so many different genres of music that I absolutely love. And then growing up in an African-American family from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, so you have all of that soul and blues and gospel and R&B, and you fuse that with everything else. I am just a music connoisseur. I can say that about myself, and I just knew these DJs did not know what they were doing. And so my husband was like, if you say that one more daggone time, I need you to go to DJ school. So I started researching on that Google thing that came out, right, that Google thing, where DJ schools were. And they were, at the time, only in Miami and in New York. Well, guess what? My mom lives in Miami. My uncles were in New York. So every year I would say, when I take the kids to somebody's house, I'm going to go ahead and enroll myself in DJ school for a week. And, you know, I'd say that every summer. And every summer I take the kids to my mom in Miami and never enroll in DJ school. So 2 years ago, it was right after I published the book, the first book in 2015, that December, I must have said it again to my husband, and he had just lost it. And he just, as my Christmas gift, I don't even exchange gifts for Christmas. I just think it's ludicrous, but that's my own personal thing. But as a Christmas gift, he said, he enrolled me in the Scratch DJ School in Atlanta. If nobody knows what the Scratch DJ School is, it's the Run DMC school from Jam Master Jay. It originated in New York. They opened a second one in Miami, and then they expanded and opened them in L.A. and in Atlanta. And I was the oldest gray-haired lady in that class, and I do not care.
Wow.
I got my life in that class. I figured out how
That's
to mix
right.
and how to scratch, and I went down to the store and got my DJ equipment and my headphones, and then I had a contest for what my DJ name should be, and I graduated in February of 2016.
Okay.
That's when I wanted to graduate, was 96. But I graduated in 2016, and I had a gig in March and immediately broke out in a rash. Like, oh, my God, I really have to do it. But I did it. And it got easier and easier after that, and I started making mixes. And then I really started getting hired, like, for real. So it became a business, and I had to put my own social media out there, and
it's
just been awesome to be this
That's
other
right. so
personality.
Who are you, DJ? What? Who are you? What are you?
DJ Renaissance, which is the Renaissance woman, but it's spelled funny. It's spelled funny.
I know
it's
who
R-E. You know who I am, DJ Renaissance? You see me on social
media? Do you know Yoel Ben Yehuda?
No, I don't know that name.
Yo, do you know the Wild Root? The what is it? Trying to think of where the house music is played downtown. He's always
inviting. When they do House in the Park every year with
David Lopez.
Yes.
And
that whole group.
Doggone it. What's his name? Williams.
DJ Anansa and
I know Anansa. I know them all. I know all of them.
You're ever at the Sound Factory or the table, any sound table or
sound,
the main room, any of those, you will see me. I'm the gray-haired lady just spinning around barefoot, dropping it, doing splits because I'm a yoga instructor and I can do that. I'm that lady. I'm the one who's half naked in the circle at Grant Park.
Yeah.
In a bikini top and some short shorts, breaking it down on the drums. That's me.
We have to talk. You got to, Jennifer.
We will all
please,
talk.
When you get a chance, just find me on Facebook, VLEEV, and just get in touch with me. Okay. You see my hands across the control keyboard on my Facebook page.
And Madam Perry.
Yes, please. I have got to talk.
Jennifer's about to kick me off her show. It's total chaos. Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
No.
I gotta say
not.
This.
That's why she called me, because I bring the chaos. Because six degrees breaks down to 4 degrees, breaks down to 2 degrees, breaks down to 1 degree of separation.
Exactly.
All the time.
So connected.
Nobody
forced
anybody in here. It's all about love. First of all, we got about 2.5 minutes left. I want to say hello to my friend Carmen Tanner Slaughter out there. She is listening to the show, and she says it's hilarious. As I'm tuned in, it's hilarious. Hello, Carmen Tanner Slaughter. We love you.
Hi,
wish
Carmen.
You were in here with us.
Hi, Carmen.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. Happy New Year.
Me and Kenya and Vincent, everybody tell you hello. We love you. And Althea, you've got 2 minutes if you want to call in and say hello live. We still got room. And Althea Lawton-Thompson, before we go, I want to say that people can find your website. It's AltheaLawtonThompson.com. All of your social media, Instagram and Twitter and everything, Altheatized, which is the name of your workouts, Altheatized. Is your handle on Twitter, and I will be sharing all of your social media on all of my social media from Madam Perry, Jennifer
Please,
Perry.
I'm going to go find
and,
you right now, Althea.
Go find me. And I also have
I'm
DJ Renaissance
it.
Out there on Instagram
I'm
and on Facebook.
It.
And some of my mixes are out there DJing on the deck. Come on. Hello.
Yes.
I got
to
hear
it. I'm on Facebook right now as we speak. I'm on Facebook right now as we speak.
Got to get
Althea.
Lawton, Lawton-Thompson. And then DJ Renaissance has her own page.
Do that again, Althea. Althea
okay, here
Lawton.
We go. Althea Lawton, Lawton-Thompson.
Got it.
T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. There I am, glowing.
Glowing.
Got you. You're in a white dress or
That's
something.
That's me. I'm always wearing white.
Wow.
That's me. Yes.
She's the diva.
And also, you'll have to look this up yourself, but I found it accidentally on Instagram. But Duffy brought up something earlier about, I think he referred to Althea as just like, you know, she glows. She does so many things.
Oh,
her
so
vibration,
sweet.
She just glows. And then I found that Althea does some glow photos or photo glows.
Oh, the glow photo series.
But you'll have to
That's
look it up
actually
yourself.
My girlfriend, Chanel Jolly. Oh, so awesome. I know we don't even have time, but I have to shout out Chanel Jolly.
Please.
She created the glow photo series as a part of her personal Living Life Limitlessly. It was a hobby where she just liked to take pictures of people, and she decided to just start calling out women on Facebook and saying, hey, I'm going to be at this location in this city. If you wear all green, just show up and I'll take your picture. Let me tell you, the thing has become such a sensation. She has already done art gallery showings in New York, D.C., and Atlanta.
Wow.
She has been in magazines. She has been on television. And it's all because of a hobby she started when? Last year. That is my testimony to living life limitlessly. And because I just love blowing other people up and doing their glow, when she was in Atlanta, all you have to do is say, wear a color and be there. And I'm going to be there no matter what. So I showed up to all of her series, then I interviewed her, then I videotaped her, then I just started pubbing her and blowing her up, and then all my friends in D.C. started showing up to her stuff. So we're just on her fan bandwagon. That's what you're seeing,
wow,
is me just pumping somebody else up because I love what she's doing.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, she
That's
sounds
beautiful.
Magnificent. Say her name again so we can give her some more love.
Chanel Jolly, J-A-A-L-I, Glow Photo Series. And the pictures really are awesome. So if you just look up on any social media source, Glow Photo Series, you will be blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Blown
away. And
you
can see the hashtag Glow Photo Series on Instagram and see some of the pictures. And Carmen Tanner Slaughter says hello to all of us, and she wish she had been with us the whole time. But Carmen, you can. We'll be all back here again. You have been so, as always, you have been so generous with your time and your knowledge and wisdom and your love. Althea, will you please come back sometime to Madame Perry's
I
salon?
I want to come back. Can you please ask me to come back, Jennifer? This was so much fun.
I'm asking you now.
Okay, yes. I'm going to spin around
cute.
Again. Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that. Wow.
You know what? In fact, when you come back, I want some of your mix to help us open and close the show.
Yes.
Until then,
I have a question. Where do we hear the mixes?
DJ Renaissance on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay.
R-E-N-A-Z-A-N.
Do you have that link on your Facebook page? Because I just asked a friend of you on Facebook.
Yep, it is on there.
Tell you what, I sent you some messages inbox.
I'm on your Facebook page.
I'll get it.
All right, and I'm
going to keep looking at these wonderful pictures.
Oh, thank you. Those are some of our groups and me and all of our fun, wonderful places. Althea's Retreat on Facebook. Anybody can join Althea's Retreat.
All right, and
okay.
There is a more entertainment tab on the Althea Thompson website where she can help you make every event memorable. Althea, a.k.a. DJ Renaissance, specializes in R&B, top 40, hip-hop, reggaeton, neo-soul, jazz, and house music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
I got DJ Renaissance. I got it right here.
She's an MC and dance instructor with a soulful, sultry voice, perfect for any occasion, but you already know that. And I just want to thank you so much for being here. Yes, I'm inviting
you
back.
Thank
you
so much for having me.
And the whole crew will be here. Thank you for all the love you give. Duffy and Kenya and Vince, thank you all for hanging with us. And Carmen and everybody else who's listening live out there. I think you're wonderful. But since I don't have your... because you all give me so much love and make me feel so good doing this. But since I don't have your mix, I'm going to end with one of my songs, Everybody's Got to Swing. Yeah. So I'm sending out love. We've got a lot of love here tonight to share with you. And we'll be back soon. Thank you, everybody. Let me know what you're coming up.